He's carrying a little flask of something that he sips from to keep his throat open for talking, and a camphor hanky he puts in front of his nose from time to time to stop out the stink. There's a clutch of school teachers and college girls and the like hurrying after him. They wear blue aprons and their hair in pin curls. They are listening to him give a brief lecture on the tour. He thinks of something funny and has to stop his lecture long enough for a swig from the flask to stop the giggling. During the pause, one of his pupils stargazes around and sees the gutted chronic dangling by his heel. She gasps and jumps back. The public relation turns and catches sight of the corpse and rushes to take one of those limp hands and give it a spin. The student shrinks forward for a cautious look, face in a trance.
"You see? You see?"
He squeals and rolls his eyes and spews stuff from his flask. He's laughing so hard. He's laughing till I think he'll explode. When he finally drowns the laughing, he starts back along the row of machines and goes into his lecture again. He stops suddenly and slaps his forehead.
"Oh, scatterbrained me!"
and comes running back to the hanging chronic to rip off another trophy and tie it to his girdle. Right and left, there are other things happening just as bad. Crazy, horrible things, too goofy and outlandish to cry about and too much true to laugh about. But the fog is getting thick enough I don't have to watch. And somebody's tugging at my arm. I know already what will happen. Somebody'll drag me out of the fog and we'll be back on the ward and there won't be a sign of what went on tonight. And if I was fool enough to try and tell anybody about it, they'd say, "Idiot, you just had a nightmare." Things as crazy as a big machine room down in the bowels of a dam where people get cut up by robot workers don't exist. But if they don't exist, how can a man see them? It's Mr. Turkle that pulls me out of the fog by the arm, shaking me and grinning. He says, "You having a bad dream, Mr. Bromden?" He's the aide, works the long, lonely shift from 11 to 7, an old Negro man with a big sleepy grin on the end of a long, wobbly neck. He smells like he's had a little to drink. "Back to sleep now, Mr. Bromden." Some nights he'll untie the sheet from across me if it's so tight I squirm around. He wouldn't do it if he thought the day crew knew it was him, because they'd probably fire him, but he figures the day crew will think it was me untied it. I think he really does it to be kind, to help, but he makes sure he's safe first. This time he doesn't untie the sheet, but walks away from me to help two aides I never saw before and a young doctor lift old Blastic onto the stretcher and carry him out, covered with a sheet. Handle him more careful than anybody ever handled him before in all his life.